Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Trump administration has announced plans to end food stamp assistance for around 700,000 Americans. These new rules would tighten a requirement that food stamp recipients either work or participate in a job training program. On our newsline is Margaret Purvis, president and CEO of the Food Bank for New York City. Margaret, how would these new rules affect folks here in our area?
The easiest answer, Steve, is that this rule will, without a doubt, remove meals from the table. There are about 50,000 to 80,000 New York City residents who will lose SNAP. SNAP shows up as cash inside of cash registers and inside of local communities. So the real impact to New York City will be over $100 million in the buying power of those SNAP benefits.
Give us a sketch of who receives food stamp benefits these days. It's not just the folks that we stereotypically think of being poor, right?
No, let me tell you. I mean, the number one person who receives food stamps is actually a child, followed by the disabled and senior citizens. The reality is in this city, there's a lot of working poor. So I think it's one of the reasons why this policy is so very cruel, because in a city like New York, where the expenses are so high, people have a job and they still struggle to afford both the rent and the rising cost of food.
The Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, who's implementing this, says the new rules will move food stamp recipients toward what he calls self-sufficiency and employment. Would you disagree with that?
Well, of course I do. It's not based in anything that is real. If Mr. Perdue would like to move people towards jobs, then the government should invest in job training. You know, some words can sound so nicely together until you realize that they are baseless. And making a person hungry does not, on any level, make them a better job candidate. It is lunacy and it is cruel.
Margaret Purvis at the Food Bank for New York City, we thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.